How can I answer you? He said. I don't know the answer myself. If you say we are happy, let's leave it at that. It's something I know nothing about. I take your word for it. We are happy. All right then, that's agreed. He kissed me again, and then walked away across the room. I went on sitting by the window, stiff and straight, my hands in my lap. You say all this because you are disappointed in me, I said. I'm gauche and awkward. I dress badly. I'm shy with the people. I warned you in Monte Carlo how it would be. You think I'm not right for Mendeley. Don't talk nonsense, he said. I've never said you dressed badly or were gauche. It's your imagination. As for being shy, you'll get over that. I've told you so before. We've argued in a circle, I said. We've come right back to where we started. This all began because I broke the Cupid in the morning room. If I hadn't broken the Cupid, none of this would have happened. We'd have drunk our coffee and gone out into the garden. Oh, damn that infernal Cupid, said Maxim wearily. Do you really think I care whether it's in 10,000 pieces or not? Was it very valuable? Heaven knows, I suppose so. I've already forgotten. Are all those things in the morning room valuable? Yes, I believe so. Why were all the most valuable things put in the morning room? I don't know. I suppose because they looked well there. Were they always there when your mother was alive? No, I don't think they were. They were scattered about the house. The chairs were in the lumber room, I believe. When was the morning room furnished as it is now? When I was married. I suppose the Cupid was put there then. I suppose so. Was that found in the lumber room? No, I don't think it was. As a matter of fact, I believe it was a wedding present. Rebecca knew a lot about China.